It's been Library Director Irving Nelson's life's mission to preserve the knowledge and traditions contained on these reels. The Office of Navajo Economic Opportunity traveled the entire reservation gathering these stories in the 1960s. Nelson says most of the storytellers have since passed away.
I love listening to them. They bring back memories of my grandfather gathering us in a hogan when we were small children. He used to tell us the coyote stories.
A tradition that many say is dying. The reels contain stories like this one about coyote told by James Burbank from Chin Lee. Some of the recordings have been translated into English, but Nelson says the stories could be used in Navajo schools and serve as an impetus to learn the Navajo language. He cites a study done in the 1980s that showed half of all Navajo Head Start children were bilingual. Just recently, another survey found that none of the Head Start children knew their native tongue. Nelson says it will cost $230,000 to digitize the reels. He wants the tribe to pay for it, not the federal government. Because of the sensitivity of the stories, he says they should be only available to Navajos. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.